The opinions expressed on this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
Conflicted Chaos
with Riley
and Emma.
Welcome back to Conflicted Chaos, episode 6 of season 2.
It's a big day. It's Emma May Beckett's birthday.
We've got the Spider-Man going on. And now I'm thinking that I have class for 6 hours after this, and I'm going to have to drag Spider-Man to all my classes.
So I was trying to find the biggest bag I could possibly find. I was going around all yesterday, and it was so cold, and there was, like, a windstorm. My toque, like, blew down the road. I had to go chasing after it.
That's terrible.
And the bag... I got that bag because that was the best bag I could find. I was so disappointed. But the wind is going into the bag, and I'm holding on to the bag while my toque is flying away. The bag's, like, wide open.
That's commitment.
I thought it was going to break, but it didn't break.
Spider-Man doesn't break.
No.
Well, I haven't been able to open this yet because Riley wants me to open it on camera.
Yeah.
I'm a little scared.
Well, do you want to do it now? Are we starting the episode off with that?
We should. It's just sitting here mocking me.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, do you have any guesses?
Well, you've talked about giving your friends yodeling pickles and meat feet, and so I'm a little scared, if I'm being honest.
There's one thing I wanted, but I couldn't figure out how to do it here. So this is the next best thing. So you have to wait till Christmas next year for that.
Okay.
There's a card. For those of you that can't see and are listening on audio, there's a Spider-Man bag with... Did you see all these pink things?
I did.
Yeah.
My favorite color.
Stop bullying. Pink tissue paper. A lot of it. This is what I forgot this morning when I was like, I forgot something really important.
You really put the whole package in.
Well, what am I going to do with pink wrapping paper?
Okay, I'll open the card first. Emma May Beckett. I hope your birthday is lit. For those of you listening to audio, I'm going to have to explain what this is to the people listening to audio. It's a card with a rooster on it with a gold chain with a dollar sign. And it says, I hope your birthday is lit. To Emma May Beckett, happy 21st birthday. I hope this year is full of a heck of a lot of new tunes for the Beckys. Oh, and more potty eppies. Please never forget to hashtag stop bullying and wear your pink. Well, don't worry. I got my pink coat on today. It's not being worn in this, but...
Yeah, thank God you wore the pink. It wouldn't have been a birthday without it.
Is there one I should start with, or is it...
Okay, do you have a guess?
It feels like a pickle. Is it a ornament?
I don't re-gift gifts, Emma.
I'm so scared right now. What is... What? Oh my God, no way.
It's a cat on wheels.
It's a cat on wheels. And you can make it. I love it.
I told my mom what I got you yesterday, and she said, her response was, oh.
No, it's actually exactly what I wanted. I don't know how you knew.
I know. This, I think I've outdone myself.
I'm so scared right now. What is this? It's a chia pet. Is that what it is?
No.
It's
a grow your own dinosaur.
Yeah, but don't the plants come out of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of what
it's
like
crystals.
It's crystals.
Yeah.
I thought it was like a plant.
No, it's crystals.
Oh, that's amazing.
It's a grow your own dinosaur.
A grow my own dinosaur. Have it here, folks.
You missed the one thing too.
Oh, the birthday girl pin?
Here you go. You get to wear that all day.
Oh my gosh.
Just shot out. Make sure you
I
wear
feel
that
like I'm
to
not
class.
Gonna wear this on the pod because then we can't use it for teasers.
The birthday girl?
Yeah.
Why?
Because then if we post these in the summer, it's gonna be my birthday in July.
Oh my God.
See what I'm saying? Thank you, Rye Dog. exactly what was on my list this year.
I thought so.
A wind-up toy cat and a chia pet-looking thing.
Well, the one thing that I wanted to do, I couldn't figure out how to do it here.
What?
So
what?
Oh, I can't tell you because I'm going to do it for Christmas because I can do it back home.
Okay. It's going to be like meat hands.
No, I could do that here. I've already done meat hands.
You did meat feet.
Well, no. Well, we had a barbecue one time and I made, and we did sliders and I made all the sliders into hands.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, you outdid yourself today.
Thank you.
Anyways, I think we were going to talk about birthdays this episode.
Yeah.
What was your favorite birthday you remember, birthday party, your favorite age?
Well, my favorite birthday party, my mom used to put on scavenger hunts for us. So, like, it started out, because we lived on 5 acres at one time. Mm-hmm. And so, like, it would be, like, in the backyard, and she'd be like, find these bugs and bring them, put them in the bag, and then you'd
like
go out.
Like, actual bugs, or she would place...
No. Like, you'd go out and, like, find wood bugs. Mm. Get 9 wood bugs, put them, and then, like, you'd go back, yeah. And then you get your next clue or whatever. So that was always fun there. But then they got better because, like, we grew older. Then we moved to, like, a neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And then she, like, there would be clues, like, all around the neighborhood. Like, we'd have to go down to, like, the local coffee shop. Like, there was, like, one. We had to, like, eat a cinnamon bun as, like, fast as we could.
Oh my
goodness.
And then
the coffee person gave us, like, the next clue.
That sounds so fun.
But, like, everyone would, like, it was so competitive. Like, my friends would talk about it for, like, the year. Like, we'd be like, who's going to be on our team? Like, what are we going to do? Because, like, she'd switch up the teams every year, which I think she should have kept the teams the same. But there was, like, people that came and went. But, like.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
I think I only won one year, too.
Really?
Yeah.
That sounds like so much fun. And the fact that she got people from the community to, like, get involved
because every time, like, she'd take Stan on the walk, her and my dad would, like, look around and, like, plan, okay, that's a good spot. So that's, like, was my birthday parties throughout, like, high school and elementary school.
Were you the person that had, like, the elite birthday parties? Like, everyone wanted to be invited to your birthday parties?
I don't think so. It was just, like, my core group. So there was probably, like, I think it was probably 10 to 12 every year.
Yeah.
But...
I miss having birthday parties. They were so fun and getting invited to parties. And did you have like a favorite location where someone would have a birthday party? Like the bowling alley, movie theater, trampoline place. That was always a favorite of mine.
I think back in the day I liked that, but then I liked going skating.
Mm.
But where did you do your birthday parties?
When I was a kid, I had a few at the movie theaters. Actually, where I used to live, there was this big McDonald's, and it had a huge play place in it, like, ginormous. And so they used to hold birthday parties there, and they would do cake, and everyone would get a Happy Meal or whatever. But the play place was, like, it was ginormous. Like, it was huge. So I had a few birthday parties there. I probably had a skating birthday party at one point.
Yeah.
Probably. But I think majority of it was movie theater. Oh, and bowling alley. Yeah.
Yeah. I did a few, like, of the, whatever, the gymnastics places. Mm. I think I had, like, a couple there.
Me too.
But, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I had a few at the trampoline place, which was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I always like to do them at home. I don't know.
Yeah, we would usually, like, go somewhere and then have people come back over for pizza or whatever. It was a good time.
Birthday parties.
Yeah.
Are you having a birthday party this weekend, Emma?
I am having a birthday party this weekend. I'm having some high school friends, which Riley's met one of them. You haven't met the other two. They're excited to meet you.
Are they?
They think you're like a celebrity.
Well, I am, obviously.
And yeah, it's going to be a good time. It's going to be a good time.
Where are you planning on going?
We're having everyone over at my place. And we're going to do some karaoke.
No way, really?
Yeah, do you want to do some karaoke?
Yeah. Only if I can play an Emma Mae Beckett song.
Okay, perfect.
I can't wait.
You'll have to put up the karaoke version on YouTube or something, because the karaoke version does not exist.
Okay, I'll figure it out.
Okay.
I'll just get the lyrics.
Yeah, perfect.
I'll ask the Emma Mae Beckett to play the guitar along for me. Actually, I could probably learn it myself.
Every time I play...
I'm going to go hide in your room and practice for a little bit.
Perfect.
And then...
Every time I play a G chord... With Capo 1-3, it just, like, triggers something. It's like the start of...
The start of our podcast?
No, that's Why Don't You Stay, but the first song that I released, Rewind.
Oh, Rewind? Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
It starts with...
I was listening to Rewind this morning. I'll pull it up.
Are you, are you actually? And you listened to the full song?
Yeah.
You just let it play?
Yeah.
We've talked about this so many times, but I need to bring it up again. You
know, which one keeps coming up? Just a Little More keeps coming up. That one comes up more than Why Don't You Stay. And I'm like, hey, why isn't Why Don't You Stay coming up? I know the lyrics to that one. Just a Little More. I don't really know the lyrics to.
I've said this before, but it needs to be said again. Riley will send me videos, and she'll be at a barbecue, my favorite was when you were walking on a trail by yourself, and you sent me a video of the trail with you walking, and one of my songs was just playing out loud, no headphones, just out loud in the middle of the trail.
It was Stan. I wasn't alone.
You were playing music for Stan. Is Stan a Becky?
Yes, Stan is a Becky.
Oh, perfect.
How many Beckys do you have?
Oh, like a solid three.
Me, Stan. Oh, I know another. Will you be releasing any new music on your birthday?
No, not this year.
Oh.
Are you sad?
Yeah.
Darn.
What was your favorite birthday present?
My favorite birthday present?
I mean, other than like a grow your own dinosaur.
I know,
and like
I don't know how I'm supposed to top that.
A cat on wheels.
I'm going to have to go above and beyond for your birthday. That was too much. I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
I don't know.
Favorite birthday present. I don't remember a lot of my birthday presents growing up. Because I feel like a lot of them were just toys and stuff when I was young. That I have no significance over. And I feel like as I got older, we used to go to Florida for March break. So my present would usually be going out for dinner in Florida. And, I don't really get, per se, birthday gifts anymore. I get experiences, like, I'll get my hair done.
Yeah, I'd rather an experience
now.
Yeah,
me too.
Because I always save my birthday presents. Well, like, I guess not always, but, like, from, like, I guess when I was, like, 14 till now.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm like, to my parents, I don't want anything. And then Christmas, I'm like, I don't want anything. But when Taylor Swift tickets come, so I always like cash in two birthdays or like a birthday and a Christmas for a Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
But she wasn't on tour for a long time.
Well, this year I got Kane Brown tickets.
Oh, sweet.
He's coming first week of April. And I also got...
Oh, like next week.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And Dan and Shay tickets.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. For July, I think. Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. I've got three concerts lined up. So
wow.
Got Kane Brown next week. Then Dan and Shay, and then Tate McRae, which is like 2 days after Dan and Shay.
Wow, you're going to the mall.
Yeah.
I actually don't. I have one that is in the works right now. I'm supposed to go to Jordan Davis.
Oh, he'd be good. You were going to him in Vancouver, right?
Yeah, it's in Seattle, and it's at a winery. Mm. It's at the same place I saw Kelsey Ballerini last summer. And it was like a sick venue. He's playing with Ashley Cook. And there's someone else. Michael Tenpenny?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I have tickets for that, but it's my cousin. So he plays on the Friday, but my cousin gets married on the Saturday in Kelowna. So I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to get from Seattle, and I'm going to probably fly from Seattle to Kelowna.
Yeah.
But I have to figure out how that's going to work.
What has been your favorite concert that you've been to?
Well, Taylor Swift, obviously.
Other than Taylor Swift.
Other than Taylor Swift, who was good? The Reclaws are always one of my favorite concerts.
Yeah, you've been a few times to see
them,
right? Yeah.
My friend and I, we went to, it's called Boots and Babes. It's on Valentine's Day. It's always held on Valentine's Day in Vancouver. And we went the first, I think it was 2019 or 2018, and they opened for someone. We weren't even going for the Reclaws. And, like, they played, and Meg and I were just like, oh, my God, these guys are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So we've seen them, I think we've seen them, like, five or six times.
Yeah.
And, like, Megan came here to Toronto, and we went and saw them last year.
We saw them at the CCMAs when we were seat killers.
Yes, we saw them there, too. I forgot about that.
Yeah, they played with Drake Milligan.
Yes. They're a good concert. Who else? Kelsey Ballerini at the winery. That was so good, because I feel like that's probably one of the last times that she'll ever play, like, a small venue like that, because I think it was only a couple thousand.
She's gotten pretty big in the last year or two. I think especially since she started dating Chase Stokes.
Yeah. Well, Chase Stokes was at our show.
What show? Oh, the Reclaws?
Yeah. No. She was at the one that...
Oh, the winery.
He was at, she ran off stage and went and, like, hugged him.
Oh, no way.
And, like, because me and Allie are... I went with my friend Ali, if we're big Outer Banks fans, mm-hmm. and we're like, where's Chase Stokes? Yeah. We're like looking, like we're like, where is he? And then we couldn't see him, and we're like, nah, he wasn't there. We were so bummed. We were leaving, and the people, like, we met some people that we were like, because it was like grass, so like you mm-hmm. can move around, you can do whatever. Yeah. And we met people, and they're like, no, we have a video of Chase Stokes.
Oh, that's crazy.
And yeah, she ran off stage. So that was, and we were like, oh my God.
I saw an Instagram post where they started filming season 4.
Yes.
And I thought, I heard a rumor that they were starting over for Outer Banks. Like, they were going to get a whole new cast. Oh. And it was going to be like another 3-season trilogy type thing with a whole new cast. Like, it was almost going to be like a spinoff.
Oh.
Because, I mean, the actors are getting kind of old now to be playing... I think they were 16 in the first season. That's how old their characters were. I think Chase Stokes is like 30 now.
Yeah. But I guess he would have been like 26 playing a 16. Yeah. So now he's like 30 playing
cast.
A 20-year-old.
I love the original cast, so I'm happy that
Yeah,
it's
I like
them.
The original.
But I thought I heard somewhere that they were starting over and doing a whole other thing.
Well, that would be very depressing.
Because that's what they did. They did a spinoff. Have you ever seen On My Block?
No.
Okay, that's a good show. They did a spinoff. I forget the name of it. It's the name of the town that they live in, but they did a spinoff with a whole new cast based in the same area and whatever.
Yeah, when I was in Charleston, I was like, oh, I want to see them. I want to mm-hmm. see them.
Well, I think a lot of Outer Banks fans and Chase Stokes fans are now listening to Kelsey Ballerini. Like, I think it's sort of, they've transferred over.
Probably.
So, yeah, I saw Kelsey Ballerini when she opened for Keith Urban back in 2018.
And was it good?
It was good, yeah. And this was back when she was, I think she made her debut in 2016?
Yeah.
Or maybe a couple years before then?
I saw her actually 2015 in Nashville when I went to Taylor Swift. She was a surprise guest.
And
she sang Love Me Like You Mean It.
Fun fact about Love Me Like You Mean It, I sang that for Glee Club once.
No way.
Yeah, like 100%. I'll have to pull up the vid. It's on a DVD.
Can you give us a little demo here?
Absolutely not. But I did a solo. I think I wore my cowboy hat too, cowgirl hat.
The same one that you wore the other weekend?
No, it was my dad's cowboy hat, and it was this big white one.
Will you be wearing a cowboy hat this weekend?
I will be wearing a cowgirl hat this weekend.
The same one?
The same one.
Okay, good.
My yeehaw hat.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
I can't wait to sing karaoke. And then actually Keith Urban was probably my favorite concert. I love Budweiser Stage. It's the outdoor one by Ontario Place, by the water. It's so nice.
Is that where you saw Keith Urban?
Yeah, yeah. I love the outdoor venues. I feel like there's so much, I don't know, I feel like the audio is better because it's not bouncing off of all the walls. It can just, like, go places, and I feel like the vibe is better at an outdoor concert.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion, especially in the summer.
I listened to Morgan Wallen outside of Budweiser.
Oh, yeah?
Like, in September or something.
Yeah, his tickets were crazy. I tried to get them. I actually got on the presale. But,
yeah, you did.
But I was like, I was actually going on 2 trips that year. I was going to Florida and I was going on a cruise. And so I didn't really want to spend $300 on Morgan Wallen tickets at that time.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, we got them Vancouver and they were a lot cheaper. But mm-hmm. I feel like just because the venue here is so much better, like, or the outdoor venue.
And I feel like, I mean.
It's such an experience.
Was Toronto the only place he was coming to in Ontario? I feel like it was.
I think he went to London or something.
Maybe.
I think he went somewhere else in Ontario.
But Toronto's a popular venue. Yeah. So I feel like people, I think people flew in for this.
Yeah.
From different places. So.
I want to go to a show at the Budweiser.
You've never been?
No.
You should try to get Dan and Shay tickets, actually.
When is that?
July 25th.
Hmm.
Oh, you're not going to be here.
I won't be here.
Darn. Darn. Well, Kane Brown's next Friday.
And he's playing Budweiser?
No, he's playing in that Scotiabank Arena.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not the biggest Kane Brown fan. Like, I like his stuff.
I like Kane
But
Brown,
I don't really know a lot of it. Wasn't he here this time last year, too?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Oh. Maybe they went on sale in November.
Tyler Hubbard is opening.
Oh, that would be good.
He's good. Yeah, and I think there's someone else, actually, too. My parents actually just saw Tim McGraw in Tampa.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool.
And Carly Pierce opened. We saw Carly Pierce too at the CCMAs.
Yes, we did.
She was good.
Yeah.
She was good.
And we saw Sam Hunt at the CCMAs.
Yes.
Which was good.
I think the biggest shock for me is I didn't realize how short Brett
Kissel
Brett Kissel is. Yeah, I didn't realize how short he is.
Yeah, he's very small.
Yeah.
He's miniature.
I didn't realize. I had no idea. I feel like I know his music, obviously. I've listened to his music for years, but I don't think I've ever actually seen what he's looked like.
Yeah, we saw Brett Kissel one time. He played, like, my hometown, Maple Ridge. Like, it's, like, a small town. We have, like, this theater where all the dance stuff goes on. He played the ACT Theater, which I don't even know how many people fit in that. Like, not a lot.
Yeah.
And we had, like, floor tickets or something, and we were, like, right up close. Yeah, he was tiny.
Yeah, he played at the Meaford Hall, which is, like, maybe 40 minutes away from Collingwood, and it's a small venue, and he played there, too.
Yeah. Well, it fits him.
Yeah. Riley, that's so bad. That's so mean. We love Brett Kissel.
Yeah, he puts on a good show, though. He's a good entertainer.
He does. Yeah, he's a great performer.
Did you go up for St. Patrick's Day?
I did not. Actually, I had a million assignments to do, and I wanted to go to hockey Sunday because it was the first day back from my concussion, so...
Woo! Emma's better!
I'm better, yay! So, we won 4-1, actually.
Oh, that's good. So, finally, she's got a win.
I know.
Did you score?
I did not score. Oh. I got an assist, though.
Oh. Well, while you were doing that, I was having a lot of green beer.
What, does green beer taste different than regular beer?
No, it's just regular beer with the dye. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and I had a Guinness, and I split the G.
Split the G?
So, when you get the Guinness, I guess it's, like, a thing. So, you have to, like, drink it, and then where it says Guinness on the glass, if you can split the G in half, you're a winner.
Oh, so you split the G.
I was like a millimeter off.
Darn.
My roommate did it too.
Oh, you have to do it in like my old roommate. One sip?
Yeah, it's like, she did it and she was like this much. She was like a lot off.
Darn.
She was like, I don't really know what I'm doing.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But, and then we had baby Guinness shots.
Baby Guinness shots?
Yeah, we did the whole Irish thing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's just like Bailey's and Kahlua though.
Oh.
So it's nothing. It's not Guinness.
Well, that sucks.
No, it doesn't. It was great, actually.
You can tell I know absolutely nothing about alcohol.
You should have had a green beer.
I should have.
I invited Emma. I kept texting her. Come out, come out.
She texted me like 6 times. She's like, and I texted her, and or she texted me. She's like, Emma, what are you doing? I was like, Riley, I just got off the ice. Like, literally, I'm in the change room. I just got off this. And she's like, perfect. See you soon. It's like, leave me alone.
You wanted to come have green beer.
Like, 4 times today. Literally, like, it was like 4 times. I can probably pull it up.
Yeah.
It was like, what are you doing today? Perfect. I'm meeting up here. Perfect. See you then. Riley, no, like, I'm doing assignments. I can't. What are you doing? Riley, I just got off the ice. Perfect. See you soon.
I wanted you to come have some fun. A green beer. You could have wore your green. I know
it clashes with pink. I don't think I own
pink. Any
green. I a watermelon.
Yeah, you could have been pink. I would have been green. Someone needed to be the seeds.
On that note, unfortunately, Emma. I think that's all the time we have today.
Unfortunately.
Thank you for the gift, Riley. I will cherish that.
Yeah, I know.
Actually, Riley sent me a photo, and it was a photo of me with Timmy on the streetcar.
Yeah, and it said, and you said, I'm on the streetcar with Tim. It was the day he left me.
Tim,
it was
the
last time he was okay. I missed that guy.
Then Tim the Orchid just went downhill from there.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, well, we're going to be late for class.
We're going to be late for class.
So we have to go.
We do have to go. Okay. We'll see you next week, episode 7, season 2 of Conflicted Chaos.
Woo. Okay.
See ya.
Bye.